Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
So, look, I didn't know that there was another derby again this weekend.
Yeah, it's a cup game this time.
Because somebody called me for tickets yesterday. They're like, hey, have you got tickets? I said, how? Which one is this one now? And then on Monday, I saw a video on social media, specifically in KZN. People were queuing all the way out the door, the mall, the doors of the mall, bruh. Because they were trying to buy tickets at Checkers. Then I was like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. There's a game in KZN that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
What game is it, Impo?
It's the Nedbank Cup final.
Yeah.
The first final between Kaizer Chiefs and Pirates since Nedbank took over as the sponsor back in 2008.
Oh.
So it's absolutely massive, especially because, like you say, we had the Betway Prem taking place on Saturday. Orlando Pirates walked away as victors. And of course, you think they are going to rush the Nedbank Cup because Pirates are the defending champions.
But now, why is the game getting played in Durban?
Because there is a bidding process with Cup Finals. So the city of KZN understands the assignment. They always come through and they get the bids.
Okay. Anyway, that is the land of Mkhwanazi.
Yes.
Police Commissioner. Uthi Mkhwanazi afune nganono lapha. In other words, when you go there to attend, he doesn't want anybody carrying a firearm. Even the VIPs that go there with protection, he wants none of that.
You see, I kind of agree with what he is saying because he was very specific. He says, and I quote, a caution is given to those who call themselves VIP and drive around with armed security guards, which I agree with because our concern with Umfundo when we were talking earlier was if this has to do with parliamentarians and people who have to have security, then that's a problem. But if it's just a me who thinks I'm important and I need a busol around me with guns, then you are a security risk.
And there are a lot of those.
There's a lot.
So wait, are there metal detectors when you go watch a game?
I don't know. I'm going there for the first time to KZN for this game, so I don't know.
And as far as I've been to the stadiums, there are no metal detectors, but maybe for this one, Mkhwanazi is going to make sure there is.
Ah, there's no way you can search that many people.
But if you're all walking around, I mean, those VIP guys are like, they stick out like sore thumbs. Uyababona. You will know. Do you get what I mean?
No, so the VIP ones, I'm going to get to those ones. Because those ones make us all uncomfortable.
Exactly.
There's no need.
Yes.
But people that own firearms, right? When you go and apply for a firearm license, Section 13 carry is for self-protection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you need to have that thing on you at all times. And if it's not on your person, it should be in a safe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But if you keep it in a safe, then you obviously don't need it. Then you may as well just take it back. Because the reason why you went to apply for a firearm is because you said you are in the line of business where you need to be protected.
Okay.
Or you stay in a place where you need to be protected.
Fair enough.
I can think of no place where I need protection
than
with other 100,000 people. Yeah, guys, you guys fight all the time when your teams are losing.
Yeah, but right of admission is reserved. If there's a no-gun policy at any establishment, then stay home with your gun or go to ShopRite.
Because that's the thing. You go. Let everybody leave their guns at home. People are going to walk in with knives.
No, man. Here's the thing, though. And I've been to many Soweto, many derbies in my life. When you are there, people are generally there for the fun and the vibe and the football. No one is there to cause the fight. Unless you're stupid. If you are stupid and you're coming for people, they will come for you. And a big crowd is okshaya because we are telela.
Generally,
people are there just...
Brawls ensue there all the time, bro.
Fights do happen. But if you allow people to bring guns for self-protection, then this guy will bring a spear, the other one. Now it's a war zone, not a football match we're here to enjoy.
Yeah.
So no weapons are prohibited at a stadium, guys.
Which now brings me to my question.
Uh-huh.
So I've got this friend, right? Mwandla. Shame, I shouldn't say his name because he's a politician now. Oh, well, what the hell? Mwandla Lionel Isaacs. So he used to like practice judo when we were younger because he was saying, should any anarchy ensue, your last form of defense is just your bare hands.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you got to be able to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How good are you at defending yourself? Matsua Ziawa, would you be able to defend yourself?
I think I can.
Really?
I really think I can. I've done boxing, so
I can't.
I would, obviously, not against everybody. You know? Yeah, against some people, I would, but against trained people, then I might not be, or stronger people, no. But definitely, I can protect myself.
But guys, why are we fighting?
We're talking defense. We're not talking fighting. Okay. Because, you know, if you take martial arts, to be quite honest, majority of people can't fight. If you just take martial arts, you should be able to adequately defend yourself.
Yeah.
There are critical areas. You can punch a person just so you know about Zoa, then you can run. Mm. You see, I want to gula. Nah, I think it's thing also gula. But just defend yourself.
Maybe I'll buy pepper spray. But other than that, I'm calling a cousin or something.
But he said you lost
pepper spray. So give us a shout and let us know when it comes to defending yourself. How comfortable do you feel? Or would you just slice at once? Which is also a very good line of defense, by the way.
Of course.
Just run. Exactly.
I'd hate to admit it, Mina. I'm a fighter. I don't look like one, but fight or flight, me, I fight. I think I'm very quick on my thinking and quick on my arms. So that's the quickest response for me. So I can easily defend myself, depending on who am I defending myself against. But yeah,
To be honest with me, my adrenaline is always in a flight response. So I'm not going to wait and try to defend myself. I don't know if I can be able to, because I've never defended myself in certain situations. So I'm going to run. I'm always in a flight response.
Masejo.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. Yeah.
Good. So me, ne? I'm tall. I have that walk, you know, the yakubamba, yamanirken and whatever. So I'm intimidating already as it is. Okay. In high school, I used to fight even boys. So, but nkwala, I used to. No. Now I'm married. I'm a mother. I don't do that. But listen, should the need arise, I'll bring it down. I always say, just making an example with my husband, that if he can start hitting me, I'm not saying I'm going to win. But if I'm in ICU 1, he's in ICU 2. I'm not going down. No way. I don't need any weapons. Just me,
in Jeffel
as well. Don't
find
me.
I must say, don't. We don't encourage fighting at home. What is this one?
No, I'm not saying fight. No, I know. When you defending, when I'm defending myself, collocation, we don't need weapons. We know what?
No, I'm joking.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much for that. Hey, there's a lot. So, you know, she was saying that she used to fight guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my sister had a friend when they were younger. I think Nomti was even younger than me, bruh. Mm-hmm. Yo, we must have been maybe 6. I got into a fight with Nomti Wang Shire. Bruh.
You know, actually, what you're raising is something that I've always thought about, right?
Yeah.
Oh, when I was younger, tomboy, everyone is fair game. If you come for me, I'll come for you.
Yeah.
But now, having been wiser, I don't think I would stand up to a man, unfortunately, because
I wouldn't get into a fight at all now.
No, I get that. But if I had to, I don't think I would, because whether I like it or not, you are going to overpower me by virtue of you being masculine. So that's a battle I don't think I would get into.
Yeah, when you're young, right, there isn't much of a difference because you're all just basically babies.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's why even with my sisters, and they're young, would kind of fight. But there's an age beyond a certain age, like, okay, now you can't be fighting girls, you can't be fighting women.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even be fighting at all, actually.
I mean, as siblings, we fight all the time. I mean, I remember there was a point where we used to beat up my brother all the time because sibling rivalry. But there was a point where my dad actually sat me and my sister down and said, "Ozonshai, and Emaganshaya, I will not defend. Yeah. So
I can't
right.
imagine your sister there. Fighting. I can imagine you fighting. I can't imagine your sister
really?
Fighting.
Really?
Yeah.
She's the biggest bullfighter. If you think I'm a bullfighter.
Mina, I think in a scale of 10, I think mhlambe ngazama ukuyidefenda ku 6. Mangabe ngempela ngempela hayi sekuthiwa manje hayi ngiyafiwa. Mara nowadays hayi abantu they're not fighting fair, hey? Umuntu uzobona ukuthi so uyamhlula manje avele nje akhiphe isbam. So I yeah, defending yourself again nowadays, it's a bit tricky. Yeah, but mina in a scale of 10, I 6 ish ngiya push.
You see, that's a very good point. Mm. Back in the day, there used to be honor in fights.
Yay.
It was called a fair one. Kshange kupa, kating kupa. Ali velu kipeli mese manje, hambong landele zinzi into, you know. That's it.
I once saw a video where two men were fighting and one got beaten and then at the end, they
shook hands.
They shook hands. Shook hands, walked away. That's
dude,
it.
In case
it
end,
that's it.
That's what you'd do. You'd fight, then you'd stay there and party together. That's it.
Okay, when it comes to me, ne, when it comes to defending myself, Abana, Usain Bolt has nothing on me. Nikichiman. I'm not a bad leg, I'm not a zombie. But now, I'm not a Spencer, I'm not a blue eye, scratches, lose an eye, lose teeth. Ah, I'm not a bad leg, I mean.
Do you remember Bud Spencer and Terence Hill?
Yeah, I remember.
I haven't fought in a very long time, you know, but I think I can stand my own. This reminds me of when I was in primary and we had a fight. You see, I was beating this guy, but he gave me just one punch in my nose bled. And it looked like I lost the fight, even though I was winning. He just hit the right spot, this guy, and I lost the fight.
I mean, I come now and they are charming, almost defender. Which is why I somehow avoid my fights. I'm not going to be a party for that moment, and let's move on.
Personally, I've never actually ever been in a physical fight. People have come close to trying to fight with me. But with me, my mouth is my weapon. I will break you down to your core. I will break your spirit. And you'll be weak. You will be weak so that you won't be able to fight with me. I might make you cry, so you'll stop trying to fight me. Physically. Yeah. That's
yo.
A toxic trait.
Yo.
I a lot. Yo, nekidula ko tembisa ne. So nekidlala le bana ba ko tsama section. Eh. Bana ba ne bana le matla ne. So like every day ne re lwana for no reason. Ne re lwana like ne ksa gona lwana until so tse ke gona o lwana and up until today. I think in nonsense, Shem. I think in nonsense. If I have to fight, I'll definitely fight. I get it, Kenny. Ngarevila hake kwatile le peina ki ukuso nje ai ngiarwa mina.
Ah, I go show your words. That's funny. You've heard this one.
Atumandla, yeah. I also got brown belt in judo. Yeah. If the fight comes my way, yes, I can defend myself and then space. Not. I pursue just to defend, and quickly if I see it's safe for me to run, I'll run. But basically, I can defend myself. I did karate and judo. Yeah, and my dad is a boxer. So if it's getting tougher, call him, fly in. Yeah, punch him out.
That's funny. So judo is amazing. As a friend of mine, I've told this story. His dad used to be a judo coach. Well, basically, since they were young. And when you go to judo class, the first 20 minutes... they just teach you judo falls, right? And it almost becomes second nature, like judo rolls and falls, etc., so on. And his dad obviously grew older, and he even had cancer, but he was in his 70s.
Whoa.
And so he was getting frail. And this one time he was climbing the stairs, and he tripped, so he missed a stair. And he's using a walking stick. So my friend Tim is like, dude, I thought like, this is going to be horrible. And I watched my dad fall. But he says, instinctively, his dad just did a judo roll and he was back up.
Wow.
Even in his 70s, it still just worked. You know? That's one. And then that very same friend now, Tim, he was on his bike and he was riding relatively fast. And he was running, I guess, towards a car. So riding and then he's going towards a car. He swerved left, the car went left. He swerved right, the car went right. So he couldn't avoid it. So he hit the car dead center in the middle on his bike. Then he says he blacked out. And then he says the next thing he knew, he was on his feet and people around him are clapping. Then he's like, what happened? They're like, dude, it was the craziest thing. So your bike hit the car. Then you flew over, right, wearing your helmet. And then just as you're about to hit the ground, you literally just rolled and then you got back on your feet.
Wow, really?
So that's how beautiful judo is, because judo uses the energy around you. Just like if somebody's coming for you, you use their energy against them. Put them on the mat. Easy. So if you can, do judo for sure.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.